Now, if you are a Twitter user, you would have spotted that Drake was trending most of yesterday. He released his latest album, Scorpion. It went to the top of the iTunes charts worldwide pretty much straight away. But it wasn't just about the music. Jake Boyer is music editor for High Snobiety. He's been taking a listen, and I saw one reviewer saying, Jake, this album is everything you ever wanted to know about Drake's personal life. Is that true?
Yes, for sure. This album, Drake, the entire album is basically a reveal that he is indeed a father. There's been rumors about that since last year, but he confirms it as explicitly as possible through numerous songs across its 25 tracks.
So remind us why this was such a controversial thing that we suddenly discovered he's a dad.
Yes. So, again, there were rumors about this previously, but he was engaged in a bit of a rap beef with Pusha T, and they took some shots at each other on various tracks. And the decisive end to this battle was Pusha T released a diss track revealing all of this information that had previously been only hinted at in tabloids, that Drake had fathered a child with a French porn star, and that he was keeping it hidden from the public for various reasons. And so I think, for better or worse, Drake has had to own up to all of that in this new album.
So when Pusha T came out and made these allegations, did Drake respond at the time?
He did not. So everyone was expecting this rap beef to escalate further and further, but that Pusha T song decisively ended things.
It's a 25-track affair, which is a considerable size and length of an album. Was he taking a risk to make such a long album?
He was, I would think, yeah, or he is, yes, particularly now that we've just finished this hugely publicized Kanye West Good Music rollout, where it was an album for each week for the past 5 weeks that have all been explicitly 7 tracks, which even by any industry standard is not even an album, but bloated albums are sort of a real trend at the moment in rap. Many are sort of thinking it's because when you stream something, it's per how many streams you get. So if you make an album that's 25 tracks, that's, you know, you're getting double your money. It can be risky. I mean, I've listened to it personally. I think it is to the album's detriment ultimately. It could shave more than a few tracks, but who am I to say?
And is this kind of typical fare now, that rather than making any, you know, reacting to allegations, that you do it in the next album that you release? That's the way rappers are doing it.
Generally, yeah, that is how you would respond to, you know, when they throw giants at each other on various tracks. But I do think why this new Drake album is hitting such a nerve is because it's rare that you find a rapper that so opens up and so confirms all of these details about their personal life. And, you know, that is sort of how Drake rose to in the public conscious initially. It was for being more of an intimate rapper than others. But this is, even for him, is a real landmark.
There was, I remember there being rumours a little while back about himself having a relationship with Bella Hadid, the model. Does he refer to that?
He hints once to having a relationship with Bella Hadid, but you know, otherwise it's more about his child.
Is it? And also, am I right in saying Jay-Z features on it?
He is, yes. He's featured on a track in the album's first half.
About?
Yes, so Jay-Z does make reference to the recently deceased XXXTentacion. For those that don't know, he's an extremely divisive figure in the hip-hop community. He had a number one album last year in the States, but it only went to number one after he received all of this publicity and press for being incarcerated for beating his, at the time, girlfriend while she was pregnant. It's a pretty despicable case. You know, at my own publication, we often would discuss whether he was worth covering. Usually we didn't. You know, we didn't want to promote any of his releases further than they had to. But his death has, for better or worse, made him a martyr. I've even been a bit surprised at just how many figures are sort of flocking to his aid. You know, we live in a time now where, you know, it's difficult to decide who is canceled, for lack of a better word, you know, if someone, when allegations arise, et cetera. But he was someone that continued to rise to prominence despite all of this negative energy. And now his death has really only sort of crystallized his immortality, I guess.
And what does Jay-Z say about him then? Is he praising him?
He says the line is something to the effect of they took X, but they got away from George Zimmerman. So he's drawing a comparison to another unarmed black man that was murdered by American, you know, American gun culture. But yeah. I'm not sure. I'm troubled by that line just because the comparison he draws, you know, the victim he refers to was murdered by a policeman, while XXXTentacion, the suspect, was a civilian, as far as we know. So I'm not quite sure if that holds up, but...
Yeah. Well, the album is called Scorpion. As I said, it zoomed up the iTunes charts. He's been trending for the last 24 hours. And Jake is one of those who managed to listen. Have you listened to all the album, by the way?
I did. I felt like it took me all day, but I got through one listen.
Good on you. Jake, great to talk to you. Jake Boyer is music editor for High Snobiety. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. You're tuned into The Green Room on News Talk.
Left no time to regret, kept his lips wet with his same old safe bet. Me and my head high, my tears dry, I'll get on without my guy. And you went back to what you knew, so far removed all that we went through. And I tread a troubled track, my eyes are stacked, I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words, I died 100 times. You go on back to her and I'll go back to, I'll go back to us. I love you much, but it's not enough. You love blow and I love puff. Life is like a pipe and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words, I died 100 times. So go on back to her and I'll go back to her. We only said goodbye with words, I died 100 times. So just go on back to her and I'll go back to black, black, black. To